This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Groot Constantia turns 337 years old. In fact, that happened just the other day on the 13th of July. I'm speaking to Lila Judson, who is the marketing manager. Happy birthday to Groot Constantia, Lila.
Thank you so much, Philip. 337 years, it's quite a milestone. So we will definitely be celebrating with a great bottle of MCC or a bottle of Groot Constantia Red on the day.
Well, you are the oldest wine-producing farm in Africa. That's really something special. And you mentioned MCC, so why don't we start with that? I mean, it's a very famous brand.
So, I mean, Groot Constantia, I mean, just being a famous brand, we're also so super special. We are an iconic destination in Cape Town, as well as South Africa, as we serve as the birthplace of the South African wine industry. We are a provincial heritage site, and we operate a living museum, really, on the estate for our guests to immerse themselves in the beauty and the heritage that Groot Constantia has to offer.
In fact, it is the home of Ezeko as well. Ezeko at Groot Constantia Manor House. Tell us a bit more about that.
Actually, so Ezeko manage and operate both the original Groot Constantia Manor House as well as a collaboration with the Clitty Cellar. What's quite interesting is that we have collaborated with Ezeko Museums of South Africa to have both a wine tasting facility as well as a museum within the famous Clitty Cellar.
Tell us about the historic cellars and its association with the family and that wonderful pendant as well.
So directly situated behind the Groot Constantia Manor House is the famous Clitty Cellar. This cellar is a great collaboration between Groot Constantia and Ezeko Museums of South Africa, where we house both a tasting room as well as a museum that showcases beautiful old carriages, winemaking memorabilia, a variety of old Groot Constantia Grand Constance bottles that have been sourced from all over the world. Grand Constance actually is the French translation for Groot Constantia, and it was the wine that was applied to Napoleon until his death in 1821 while he was on exile at St. Helena Island. These wines were produced in the Clitty Cellar that can be visited today by our guests.
So it's quite an experience coming to get into our cultural history and for the wine production industry in South Africa, and as we started off by saying in Africa. And tell us a little bit about the other experiences that are part and parcel of coming to Groot Constantia.
Well, I highly recommend that guests meander through the estate. So explore both of the Ezeko Museums, the Manor House as well as the Clitty Cellar. Join us for a wine tasting. We've got a very unique visitor's route experience that we offer on the estate that allows you access to both of the museums and a wine tasting, a cellar tour. And then I would highly recommend to join us at one or both of our restaurants on the estate, Yonkers or Simon's at Groot Constantia, where you can get our wonderful Groot Constantia wines.
So coming to Groot Constantia, it's a whole experience all rolled up into one, which really introduces you to the oldest wine-producing farm in Africa, plus our old cultural heritage, which is accentuated by having Ezeko looking after the cultural heritage that is much in store for you and a wonderful experience at Groot Constantia. So happy birthday to Groot Constantia, and we look forward to many more exhibitions, happenings and events into the next 337 years into the future. We've been speaking to Lila Judson, marketing manager at Groot Constantia, and if you want to know more about what's happening, and also it's part of the Ezeko Museum route, get your copy of the Arts and Crafts Map or tune into mapmyway.co.za to find out what's happening on the visual arts scene in and around Cape Town. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Irma Stern, Nudes 1916 to 1965, curated by Emeritus Professor Michael Godby, in collaboration with the Irma Stern Museum and select private collections, is the current exhibition on show. The exhibition traces Stern's treatment of the nude in different media over her long working life. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibitions or work in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za.